Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Making 8 Outreach Tailgate Party live Fort Myers, Florida is where we are at tonight. Hope you guys are tuning in. Get ready to watch some great rodeo action here. Just to kind of catch everybody up to date. Let's know what's going on down here in Fort Myers. We're at the Lee County Posse Arena. It's going to be sponsored through the Sheriff's Department, Lee County Sheriff Posse Arena. We're down here, like I said, in Fort Myers. Great riding action going on tonight on the schedule. We got a list of 18 riders. After we started the show at 7 p.m., we had the opportunity to catch up with and watch six bull riders. Unfortunately, we got no qualified rides in that first round. Let me tell you, we got some bucking bulls down here in Fort Myers tonight. These cowboys have got their money's worth, that's for sure. Just to kind of give everybody a rundown of what's going on and who's doing what down here at the rodeo action. Actually, got Donnie Newman down here doing the announcing. We got a little bit of barrel racing going on right now while they load up more bulls in the bucking chutes. But just to give everybody a rundown here, we got Randam Bucking Bulls and Peace River Rodeo. Company down here, they're the ones bringing the bulls down here. And that's awesome, right? Rodeo fans, we got Yama Summerall and Ray Middleton are going to be the bullfighters tonight. Along with them, Yama's top pitcher is going to be your front man. And they've done a great job. Yama Summerall and Ray have really gotten in the middle. We had a couple hangups there in the first six riders. And let me tell you, these guys were really, really sticking into it. You know, it was a tough bull down here. I mean, Randent and Peace River, they have brought some bulls down here tonight. Giving them a tryout down here at this rodeo. So, like we said, we've got Ray Middleton and Yama Summerall are your bullfighters. Donnie Newman is going to be the announcer tonight. We're right in the middle of some barrel racing action, and let me tell you, these girls are just looking great.
Oh, she
stands
right. The cowgirl right there.
At least she may have just knocked over a barrel.
She's sitting
right behind the announcer's booth, which is why you may have a lot of the background for Donnie out there calling the barrel racing. We're going to try to catch up with the action. Now, get down to the bull riders. We'll be up there calling it live. Believe we're going to be in a little bit of shock and reaction to you, and hopefully you guys will be entertained. But in the meantime, definitely want to announce the Lee County Costa Rica sponsors for tonight's event, Rental City, Hayloft Western Store, which we definitely look to stop into, maybe see if we can't buy us a new cowboy hat. They've got some great stuff down there. That's going to be Hayloft Western Store, Groff Plumbing, RJL Drywall, OSS, and Future Feed Store. Really nice looking place, and we've got a great crowd out here tonight. Making it outreach, we're down here promoting our stuff, promoting our organization. We've had a great job, great time with that so far, and the crowd is just loving this rodeo tonight. But in the meantime, rodeo fans, we're going to take a short break. let you guys kind of catch up on what's going on. Just so you guys know, we are also going to be logging on our chat room. Chat room through Blog Talk Radio, which we'd like to thank for promoting us tonight. In the meantime, get ready for some great bull riding action, and we'll be right back.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to County Fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
All right, rodeo fans, welcome back. Fort Myers, Florida, Making 8 Hour Reef tailgate party live, bringing it to you. Down here with the Southern States Bull Riding, looking for some great action. Just to kind of catch everybody up, we did have 6 warp riders attempt their rides on the bulls here in the when we first got started. Tim Plunkett was our first rider. Cowboy got bucked off a little short of the 8-second whistle, and I mean just a little short. Bucked off at 7-1, had a bull they called Gremlin, real nice bull. A lot of try from that cowboy, just wasn't quite there to hang on for that 8-second whistle. David Cash was our second rider, and they call him David Crash Cash. He was on a bull they called Dirty Water, and these bulls down here, like I said, are ranked. 2.4 was for that cowboy. He got bucked off a little short. Now, just to tell you a little story about David, he actually got a little worked up here. Bullfighters did a great job of actually getting him away from the bull, but David was out in Mississippi and was actually pronounced dead at a rodeo down there. This cowboy is nothing but a bull rider. He's got it on his mind, and that's what he's going to do. So, great attempt by him. Our third cowboy was a Brazilian cowboy. They call him Yanir Bastos. And he was on a bull they call Master Blaster. He was bucked off at about 2 seconds, maybe 3, right there on the borderline there. I'll tell you what, like I said, and these Brazilians really get it. Yeah, have a great job. They got a lot of try. They use more muscle because they use those Brazilian-style bull ropes. Do that a little bit different. Our fourth cowboy was our cowboy that sits third in the SSBR, Buckshot Morrison. Had an opportunity to run into him down at Fellsmere. It was actually our event winner down there. And he is actually bucked off at 4-6. So these cowboys really, you know, Bonnie was out calling. And let me tell you what, he's talking about these bulls must be sick because they were doing nothing but throwing up cowboys all night long. So for those first six riders, they sure had a tough time. Joe Nelson was our fifth cowboy on a bull they call Monster Mash. 4.1 seconds is what he had. And our last rider before they started the bull riding, or before they started the barrel racing, was Justin Walker, a local guy on a bull they call 43 Taz. He was bucked off at 2-1. So let me tell you, these cowboys definitely have their hands full tonight. These stock contractors ran that bucking bulls and Peace River Rodeo. They certainly brought some of the best bulls down here. And, you know, I think we're going to get us a qualifying ride sometime or another here. Just so you know, they're going to be bringing 18 riders down here tonight, set up the ride, and they're going to be bringing six back to the short go round. Now, they're going to have to break it down by the time. If we don't get enough riders, that's what they're going to base it upon. But right now, like I said, it got Tim Plunkett with 7-1. He's our closest rider there. So if they don't get a qualified score, if they're just a little short, they will be bringing him back to the short go round. Look forward to seeing that. But looks like they're getting ready to start doing a little bit of rest of this barrel racing. They're going to wrap this up. Looks like they got about five more barrel racers left. And then they're going to get in some calf scramble, and we're going to go back to the bull riding action. So we're going to sit out here, watch a little bit of this barrel racing. Great job from this cowgirl. She's a little slow around the first barrel, going around to the right and then back around to the left now. She's heading down for the, actually the horse is giving her a little bit of trouble there, kind of drifting out. She's heading for that third barrel. Looks like she got a little pony there, but she is making her way down the home stretch right now. Like I said, really, really enjoying being out here. Great crowd tonight down here at Fort Myers. And just so you guys know, the Southern States Bull Riding has actually got two other events going on right now as we speak. Looks like they got one going on at Fruitland Park. With Eugene Carter and Renegade Rodeo up that way, as well as they've got a big one down in Sebring, Florida going on right now. Believe we're going to try to get some of the riders or maybe one of the directors or one of the guys putting it on down there to give us a call and kind of check in with us, see how these cowboys are making out down there, that way. But in the meantime, we're gonna try to stay with this, watch a little bit of some barrel racing, get ready to go to the bull ride again. Like I said, we did have six rides. We're looking to bring back about 12 more riders. In this second session, and then we're going to get down, do a little bit more barrel racing, do some, they're going to have some bull poker out here tonight, and then we'll have a championship round. And let me tell you, Rodeo fans, these bulls down here that are in this long go around, they are really almost to the point where they should be in the short go around. These bulls are down here to buck. And, just for you rodeo fans at home that don't know, we're going to kind of break it down to you. Some of the language that we're talking about down here when we say long go around and short go around, what we're talking about is when we say the long go around, we're talking about all the riders are competing in it, trying to get the qualified scores. When we talk about the short go around, that's going to be our championship round. That's going to be where the riders, top riders, they're bringing back six tonight. The top six riders will be coming back. And, they'll be competing on a second bull, and they're going to take the best scores from both of those bulls, put them together, and those are going to be your event winners. So championship round usually is made up of the top cowboys of the night as well as the best bulls, the rankest bulls in the pen. Not going to want to miss that action, rodeo fans. And we're also going to talk a little bit about this. When we talk about these left-handed deliveries and right-handed deliveries, that's going to be how the bull comes out of the bucking chute when they come out. So when we say left-handed delivery or right-handed delivery, that's going to be how the bull is coming out of the bucking chute. So looks like they're getting ready to get one more barrel racer down here before we get into the second session of the bull riding. We're going to kind of hang out. But rodeo fans, just so you guys know as well, the Cowboys, you know, what they have and how they get the score. We have two judges here tonight. Each judge, one on either side of the buck and shoot, is going to judge that bull 25 points as well as that rider 25 points. Each judge giving 50 points for a total of 100 points for a score. And right now, we have a goose egg up there for our qualified riders. Last Bell Racer coming down the home stretch right now. She is getting it. Not really sure who the Bell Racer was. Looks like Paige Pohl was our Bell Racer. Looking down the list down here. But just so you guys know, when we talk about the bull riding, these bull riders, all they have to hold on with is the rope that they have. They use a glove to hold on and get a good grip. They use a little bit of rosin to make it sticky so they can kind of keep that hand in there and it doesn't slip out on them. And then they've got their spurs. The rider's got to keep his free hand in the air, cannot touch the bull, otherwise he will be disqualified. So, just so you rodeo fans out there know, hopefully you guys, when we get back to this bull riding action, you guys will be a little bit ready to go for us when we start talking about these bulls. We're going to try to bring it to you as best we can. Until we do, I think we're going to break down, take a little short break. You guys go get your water bottles filled, get ready to come back and listen to some great bull riding action down here, Fort Myers, Florida, down here with the Lee Posse Sheriff's Arena, watching the great bull riding with the SFDR. So you guys stay tuned and we'll be right back.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. How's a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain? If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide. Duck yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skill and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, there just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy is the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. He's got a simple solution, just about anything.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans, live in Fort Myers, Florida, down here with the Southern States Bull Riding, Making Eight Outreach tailgate party, bringing the action to you. Looks like we got our funny man out here tonight trying to entertain the crowd a little bit, Wally Table, doing a great job. Looks like you've got some fans out there in the stands, out there in the arena right now. Looks like they're running around in the circle. This crowd is really fired up down here, ready to watch some great bull riding action. But I'll tell you what, rodeo fans, we're ready to watch the qualified score. That's what we need. Had six bull riders in the first session. No qualified scores there. Closest one was Tim Plunkett, our first rider, on a bull they call Gremlin, was at 7-1. So, rodeo fans, let me tell you, these bulls came to buck. These cowboys, Definitely making their earning their money tonight. But rodeo fans, want to try to catch everybody up as well. Last night we had the opportunity to do another great tailgate party at Remington Westock Arena. It's over in Tampa, Florida, Crosstown Arena. And let me tell you, rodeo fans, we saw a great matchup. Kevin McKeeman was our event winner with a score of 153. Scored 80 in the long go round. And let me tell you, he was just spurring that bull. Great ride for that cowboy, and real impressive to see. Great to see him take home the money. He's actually over in Sebring tonight riding. We're going to try to get a report on him, find out how he does. If we can't bring it to you tonight, we're going to work on getting it over to you at the on our Back on the Ranch radio show, which I'm not sure if we're going to do Thursday or Friday this next week, rodeo fans. So you guys stay tuned to MakingEight.com. Check out our radio page. We will certainly give you guys the announcement. And make sure you can tune in, listen live, call in, get involved with us, rodeo fans. That's what we're really looking for. We want to hear from you guys. We want to get your reactions about the sport and about the rodeos down here. So you all stay tuned. Believe they're out there dragging the arena right now, trying to get it ready so they can get down these bucking sheets. You guys hang tight. We're going to try to bring it to you, and we'll be right back. Rodeo fans, sorry about that. We're actually going to break in right now. Looks like they're getting ready to go down here into the arena. We're going to try to catch up with these riders, find out how these things are going, get back up in our seat here. So you guys stay tuned. We're going to bring this action to you live. Looks like they're loading up some more bulls down here in the bucking chute. We're going to try to see if we can't slide down here and get our seat back on the nice little seat right outside the bucking chute down here. Looks like they've got a gate man down here. Not sure who the cowboy is they're going to.
Yeah, he's out like everybody saw. Let's get back to it. The middle of
11, sir.
That was
the border. That's the picture. Here we go. Woo! Little black and white bull just came out. Left-handed delivery. Let me tell you, that bull was getting it. Looks like Dirt Devil was the bull. Justin Richards was our cowboy. Loading more bulls down here, right here next to us right now. Looks like they're trying to get the bull out of the arena. Justin Richards is going to be no score for him. Had J.W. Clint, but we actually just missed because we were walking around the backside of the concession stand there. We apologize for that. Going to find out what we got for him down there. Find out what his score is. Looks like they're moving down to buck and shoot number four now. Going to be another left-hand delivery bull. Bull riders get down here getting ready to get on these bulls. A lot of them getting their ropes on. They're loading up these bulls as we speak. Looks like this cowboy is about ready to go, taking his rap down there. Not sure who the cowboy is. Cristiano Vargas. We've had an opportunity to see this cowboy ride. Another Brazilian. A bull they call Broken Arrow. Bulls out to the left. Back around to the right. Yeah, just dropping it. I mean, pulled him right down over the front end of him. Now the bull is chasing Yama down the arena. Great job for Yama. The bull they call Broken Arrow. Cristiano Vargas. Our ninth cowboy going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle.
Cowboy can't handle a little bit of Charmin on the backside.
Bull came around to the left, then came went back around to the right, and I'm telling you, he was just barking. So a few more of these cowboys are getting down here trying to get these ropes on these bulls ready to go make a qualified ride. We're still looking for our first one down here tonight. Had 9 riders so far. We're halfway through the bull riding action. Looking to get some qualified scores down here. I think as soon as we get that first one, the rest of them are going to start following right along. You know, well, that's part of the rodeo action is they actually feed off each other. You know, they once one starts covering, they all start covering. We definitely look forward to that. Sitting up there right above Yama right now, he had a little chase on there with that bull Broken Arrow. Broken Arrow give him a little bump. All right, Rodeo fans, looks like they're going back down to bucket sheet number 4. Gate man's down there. It's going to be another left-handed delivery bull. Bull's going to be coming out to the left. Sounds like the funny man, Wally, is down here announcing the sponsors for tonight. We definitely have to thank them for setting up this arena and making this rodeo happen down here in Fort Myers. But I know the crowd is really loving it down here. It's actually a really big arena set up for a full rodeo, and this is really, really nice. Julamar Bernardino is going to be another Brazilian cowboy. Mole Bigger is going to be the bull he's coming out on. Another Brazilian bull rider. These Brazilians have a tendency to ride with those Brazilian ropes. When we say Brazilian ropes, usually when the cowboy takes his rap, he takes his rope right next to his riding hand. Brazilians actually pull from the opposite side and wrap from across the bull. And the way it's designed, the rope actually presents hang-ups, and that's why these Brazilians ride with them. But they have to use more muscle than they do agility and balance. So, these guys are strong cowboys, let me tell you. Some of you rodeo fans out there may have known that one of the best Brazilians is Adriano Moraes. If you've ever seen his arms, you know that that's one guy that rides with his arms. He rides with the Brazilian rope. Looks like we're going to go down here to bucket shoot number 4. Julimar is our Brazilian cowboy. Julimar Bernardino. Looks like he's trying to get up on his rope now. Gates open, bull's going to be out to the left. Julimar is going to be brought down short, about 40 seconds for that cowboy. Bull came around, spin around to the right, just got him off his pocket. Let me tell you guys something. These are some of the best in the business. These bull riders, a lot of these guys are some of these SSBR guys that feel like they'll have a better chance to get some of the money rather than getting up there and competing against some of these bigger name bull riders like Rooster McKeeman, who we've had the opportunity to see. As well as Wagner Luciano. They're both over at Sebring. So we're going to try to catch up with them. We're trying to get the bull out of the arena right now. Right here in front of us. He's making a beeline across from one side to the other. Kind of looking out, trying to figure out where to go. What are you saying? You guys just have to bear with us a little bit. We're trying to come up with some good in-between type stuff. Not near our switchboard tonight, so we're not able to cut in and play some music. Looks like they're talking about making8.com right now. Radio fans, we are glad that you guys are tuning in with us. Hopefully you'll keep tuning in and be able to listen to some of these radios, us bringing them to you live. Looks like our funny man is in the barrel.
Some clapping the chair again, maybe he'll get out of here.
Looks like Donnie's trying to get the fans out here involved, trying to get this bull out of the arena. He just keeps walking down. He is clear on the other side. And let me say, this is a really wide open arena. This arena is big. So they've actually got two horsemen out here trying to corral these bulls and try to get them into the back holding pins there. Doing a great job for us tonight. We'll just kind of taking a time walking, checking everybody out. Looks like he's doing a little crowd waving. Well, not real sure what to do. Back in the whip right here next to it. We're bringing it to you live, what are you saying? Got him back in the holding pens now, and they're ready to go down to some more bull riding action. Back down to bucket seat number four. Local cowboy they're going to now. Drew Carmichael is the cowboy. Going to be our 11th cowboy of the night. We're going to make our first qualified ride. He's on a bull bay called Novocaine. Drew Carmichael from right down here at Fort Myers. Going to be coming out of bus and chute number four. They keep rolling these bulls up for these cowboys. Figured that the bulls are going to bust the back down there. And let me tell you, they really are. These bulls are really giving these cowboys a ride. Looks like that cowboy is getting slid up on his rope right now, getting his mind on his business. Ready to make a ride. Gate man's ready to go. Sliding up. Both going to be around to the left, back around to the left, in a hurry. Drew's able to make a great correction. Going to be brought down, though. Great shot for that cowboy. Tell you what, that bull had him off in about 2 seconds, and Drew made a great correction, pulled himself back up, was able to stay with him a little bit. Bull kind of dipped around to the right. They call him a barrel roll. It's even the bulls kind of slide up around. They kick their feet out to the sides. So you almost sit kind of sideways on this bull. Makes it really difficult to hang on to. Bull kind of barrel rolled to the right, then barrel rolled back to the left. Got Drew Carmichael back off the center. And let me tell you, that's where you need to be to make these rides. You've got to be over the center of these bulls. You can't ride them on the left or the right side. And so he's going to be brought down a little short of the 8-second whistle. I believe it's going to be right around 4 to 5 seconds for that cowboy. Still looking for our first qualified ride down there in Fort Myers. Randette has brought some bucking bulls, as well as Peace River Rodeo. These guys down here, I think we're going to see a lot of these bulls. We may see them at the end of the season down there in the finals. And Randette bucking bulls is actually owned by a gentleman by the name of Janie. He was the one that owned that bull Darth Vader we talked a lot about down in Myakka City. And unfortunately for these cowboys down here, some of them are actually thankful for it, but Darth Vader was actually bought by a PBR contractor, and he is moving his way up to the PBR ranks right now. Paid a pretty good price for him. Not sure what the actual dollar amount was, but let me tell you, they were really getting it. Now trying to get this bull out of the arena, a little brindle bull. Pretty colors on him, and he was kicking. There's a lot more belly rolling on me. A lot harder for those Cowboys to ride, especially the Cowboys got a little bit of weight on him. You know, it makes it really difficult to try to stay over center of these bulls. You know, when you're a light guy and you only weigh 110, 120 pounds, it may be a little bit easier. Anybody that's got any kind of weight on them makes it a little bit more difficult. Cowboy down here roping that bull.
Well,
he's here,
Carter. Yeah. Hey, y'all, did you see what he just did? He went in and went down. And he made his horse real mad. Yeah, his horse is really going to get mad.
Looks like they're trying to get the rope now off the bull. Still trying, still in the arena.
Oh, he's mad now. Oh,
looks like the second cowboy down here has got his rope.
Look at that. He got two lines on him.
He's got himself rope. They're pulling him back into the arena, or back into the holding pens now. Rodeo fans. So let me tell you something. These horses do not have the power that these bulls have, and that's usually why it takes up to two bull riders or two cowboys on horses to get these bulls to go where they want to go. These bulls are powerful, they are strong, and they are matched up against about a 130-pound cowboy. So, you know, when you want to talk about an advantage, these bulls definitely have it, and we're definitely seeing it tonight with some of these younger cowboys. Looks like they're back down there at bucking shoot number four. Rolled up a few more of these bulls. Got a few more back ready to get loaded up. Doesn't appear that they're going to be any right-handed deliveries. Looks like they're all going to be left-hand delivery bulls. But we'll have to wait and see. You know, these stock contractors know what the best advantage is for these bulls as well as the bull riders. To have a great ride and actually win some money. So they have a tendency to kind of request that these bulls be loaded up on certain sides. They're the ones that control the back fence, and they kind of run the show back there. If you got questions, you know, these cowboys got questions or something, they usually go to the stock contractors themselves for the answers. Radio fans got another cowboy down here, bucket shoot number four. Looks like he's taking his pull right now.
Weldon Silva.
He's going to be another Brazilian cowboy. Got a lot of Brazilians down here on a bull they call Boogeyman. Looks like our funny man has done cleared himself down the other side of the arena. Weldon Silva is going to be our cowboy. He is up on his rope. Looks like they're getting him ready to go. Gate man's open, bulls out to the left, bucking hard. Right, stay away, brought down to the right just a little bit, hitting the ground hard. Another one short of the 8-second whistle.
Looking at our judge, watch his thumb down. I tell you what.
One was saying with that, where's the helmet? Just got a face full of it.
I'm not giving it a four, but it don't look good. No.
Like I said, rodeo fans, that was our 12th cowboy down here. And we still have no qualified score. Rodeo fans, hopefully we're entertaining you back home. Hopefully you guys are able to hear what's going on down here.
We got a second. Again, if you want to talk that cow there, Matt, good to do it. He needs to hear you because he's a hard.
Looks like our funny man is really entertaining the crowd tonight. We're down here, if you're looking from the bucking seat out towards the crowd, the entire left side of the arena is packed. And we've got the overflows on the right side. These fans down here are watching some great bull riding action. Actually, they're watching some great bull action. Tonight is the night for the bulls. Gate's going to be opening. Looks like the bulls laying down in the chute. like Nate Smith is going to be our cowboy. Bull's actually laying down in the seats right now. The cowboy is on his back. Now, we've actually had the opportunity to experience that. We were down in Homestead, Florida. Had a bull. There he goes. He's taking that bull laying down. Gate is open. They're waiting to try to get this bull up. Bullfighter is still trying to get him up. Not really sure what's going on. It looks like they're closing the gate back in on Nate Smith. Let him up. They're going to try to get him to stand up first, I believe. Nate's actually off his ropes right now. And, you know, rodeo fans, sometimes we've had the opportunity to do this. Sometimes you just cannot get that bull to come up. They open up that gate, and usually that is when the bull will stand up and come out. A lot of cowboys don't like to take them that way. They want to feel like they have the best advantage. The way I was taught was that if the bull was laying down and you had your rope and you had your hand in the rope and the bull lay down, you could actually get on him and be ready to go. Looks like Nate's back down on his bull. All right, Nate, over around to the right. Going to be brought over the front end of that bull. Good try, cowboy. Bull's just still spinning it all right. Tell you what, they woke him up, that's for sure. Bull came out spinning hard. And Nate trying to stick with him. Wasn't able to quite make that 8-second whistle. Now, they're actually promoting what they call a bull poster. We have not been able to announce that yet, rodeo fans, but we're going to try to bring it to you. The thing that they do is they put these bulls out here, they put these cowboys or these fans out here in the arena on a poker table, and they turn a bull loose, and the last man standing or sitting at the table will win the pot. Looks like they're doing it for $50 tonight. All right, rodeo fans, we're back down here again. Looks like they're getting ready to go down here, bucking shoot number four again. And cowboys, you know, you may, rodeo fans, you may not really know or understand what they're doing here. They roll these bulls up. Jackhammer is the bull. Bull is out to the rope. He's actually had cowboys hung up in the rope. I'm going to lose the bull. He's able to get away. Great job for that cowboy. Clayton Warren there took a shot on a bull they call Rock Star. Bull came out, bumped it a little bit, got Clay over to the right just a little bit, kind of spinning around. Once these bulls finally get off that side, a lot of times they'll like to change direction. Momentum will carry you over, and he usually throws you right off. Unfortunately, that's what happened for Clayton. Got up underneath the bull. He's trying to get out and got hung up in his bull rope. Greg caught up by his spurs. Bull turned back around and was actually standing on top of him. We call it camping out on him a little bit. Took a little bit of shot. He's a little bit beat up, but he walks out of the arena okay. It's a great job for Clayton. Another buck off. And rodeo fans, that is going to do it for the,
we got one more bull rider this evening.
Actually, you know what? Looks like they got. Looks like they got just a couple more cowboys down here trying to get everything lined up. All right, rodeo fans, looks like everybody's trying to take a little bit of a break here. We're going to slide back down, see what we can catch up with. Looks like they're working on trying to load up some more bulls down here for these last few cowboys. All right, rodeo fans, we're going to give you an opportunity to go fill your water bottles, take a little break. We're going to bring you some music. If the bull riding comes back, we're going to bring it back to you. We're going to kind of hang out here and just wait and see what happens. So, you know, while we're away, you guys just refill them water bottles and, you know, hang on. We'll be right back.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and Chris the dude, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. I say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're healing slow, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up.
Rodeo fans, we're bringing it back to you live down here at Fort Myers, down here with the SSVR, Lee Posse Arena. Getting ready to go back to some more bull riding here, trying to finish it out. We're going to try to get over here and see if we can't get our seat back. Get ready to bring it to you live. Oh, I see you. Oh, I'm sure. All right, Rodeo fans, we're trying to get them back on our seat. The bull kind of giving us a little nudge a little bit.
Okay.
All right, rodeo fans, getting ready to go down to bunker shoot number four. All right. another Brazilian cowboy, Eli Silva, is who they're coming down to. I do believe. He said he got about three more cowboys left down there. All right, cowboy trying to get it on his mind right now. Gate comes open, both out to the left. Sitting to the left, kind of off, skipping a little bit. Back around. Oh, going to be brought down just a little short. Edmar Ruiz is your cowboy. Going to be brought down just a little bit short, but let me tell you, he had himself a seat there. Great try for that cowboy, though. Just couldn't get overcorrected. Bull spin to the left. Kind of hopped out here just a little bit. Spun hard back to the left. Got the Brazilian cowboy back on his pockets a little bit. Once you do that, usually they end up losing your seat. Looks like they're moving down here to buck and shoot number five now. Try to find out who this cowboy is right here. Eli Silva is going to be the next cowboy up. This cowboy can get it. We're looking for our first qualified ride down here in Fort Myers, rodeo fans. Bulls down here are getting it. It is their night. Still got a championship round coming up. They're going to take the top six back. If they don't get qualified scores, they'll match them up by the amount of time they're able to stay on their bull. Looks like cowboy is up on his ropes, nods his head, goes out to the left, back around to the right a little bit. Got Eli hung up just a little bit. Going to be brought down short once again. Bull is bucking out there. Just dropping, spinning around to the left. Got Eli back off to the right just a little bit. Momentum kind of carried him around. Going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle. Rodeo fans, we are seeing a great bull show tonight. Watch your back. Got one of the bullfighters down here right below us, and let me tell you, this bull, I think he's painting a target there. We were able to kind of get him a heads up and let him get ready to go. Give him a place to get up. Now the bull's all the way on the other side of the arena. Pretty black and white bull. That's a black bull. It's got two front white hooves. Looking for the gate all the way across now. Wally down here trying to get this bull out of the arena, and the bull's making a beeline for him. All right, got the bull out of the arena now. Great job for the cowboys on the horses down here. All right, moving down here to buck and shoot number six, down here right next to us. Timmy Smith going to be the cowboy. The bull they call Jackhammer. Got a lot of fans down here for Timmy Smith tonight. The bull they call him Jackhammer. That's going to be a good matchup. Timmy Smith looking to make the qualified ride. This coming right in front of us. It's going to be a left-handed delivery. Timmy up on his rope. Nods his head. Puts out to the left. Back around to the left just a little bit. Timmy Smith in and got himself a seat. Bull spinning around to the left. He is on it for his first 10-second ride of the night. Great job to Timmy Smith. Great job for that cowboy. It's going to be our first qualified ride of the evening. The bull they call Jack Hammer. Bull just kind of straight up and down top. And let me tell you, these fans are excited. These cowboys are excited. Wait on this score. 81 points for that cowboy. And not only is he going to be the first qualified rider of the evening, he is going to be the
tie score. Looks like we got one more cowboy getting ready to get up on his rope. Just loaded up the bull that we were sitting above. Good job, cowboy. Timmy Smith just walking out of the arena. Let me tell you, he's got a big step on him. We know for sure we're going to have him back in the sword go around. Looks like you're going to base it on the scores, Rodeo fans. So see what the times are on these cowboys. Looks like they're trying to get the rope still on this bull down here. Going to be down, coming out of bucket shoot number 5. Looks like Michael Woolley's going to be the last bull rider in the long go round. Going to be on a bull weight called Pitch Black. And let me tell you, that bull was black. I was trying to climb up on the fence right here next to him, and he kept nodding my boot. He does not like cowboys. Now, I don't think any of these bulls down here care for him that much, but they are doing the job to get him off their backs tonight. Timmy Smith is going to be the only qualified score so far. Looking to make two. Michael Woolley, the cowboy. The bull they call Pitch Black. He's down on the bull now. Looks like he's trying to take his lap. All right, Rodeo fans, this is a lot different than what we've seen last night. Last night, we saw the cowboys making the rides. Tonight, we are seeing the bulls. Bulls just take a big shot in the arena, or in the bucket shoot. Cowboys up on his rope. Gates open, bulls out to the left. Right down out, step on right away. Good old cowboy. Step right on his midsection. He's up. In the safe area. Bull's back behind the fence now. Great try for that cowboy, but we know he's going to be hurting. He's got right up underneath him. Got brought down right up underneath the bull. Unfortunately, that's a bad spot to be when them hooves come down. Looks like we're going to do another session of barrel racing. Then we got bull poker coming up, and then we're going to have a little bit of the... going to have a little bit of this championship round. We're going to try to catch up and see what's going on for this championship round and who's doing what. In the meantime, Rodeo fans, you guys just hang tight, stay tuned. We're going to play some more rodeo music. Go fill your water bottles, and we'll be right back.
No threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet. Behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number 2. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn 4. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger. A blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the van, 6 long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up.
He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. A light goes down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're shining like a superstar.
You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're shining like a superstar.
Welcome back, rodeo fans, down here in Fort Myers, Florida. Looks like we got a little bit of entertainment going on while they're dragging the arena. Looks like the funny man, Wally, done tied himself a rope back behind the dragging man and trying to set up with the skis. Wasn't sure he was able to stay on the whole ride down there. Went down the arena a little ways, but they're dragging the arena, getting ready for some great barrel racing action coming up here for our second session. Looks like we got about 10 barrel racers. In the meantime, while they're still out there dragging the arena, we're going to kick off some songs for the ladies out there. And these can chasers doing a great job putting on a show for these fans tonight. 16.528 is going to be our event leader right now. Not sure who the cowgirl is on the barrel racers, but we're going to try to find out. We'll bring that to you as soon as we can. So in the meantime, y'all listen to some good rodeo music, and we'll be right back.
Country girl, she's talking true blue, out in the woods, down home. Party all nighter from South Carolina, a bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall, brother. She's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey, trippin' honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flippin' kinda trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging walls. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays.
Oh, show 'em how a country girl does it one time now.
Welcome back, rodeo fans, down here at Fort Myers, Florida. The Making 8 Outreach live tailgate party down here with the Southern States Bull Riding. Actually got a Bulls and Barrels event going on tonight. Chris Caldwell is actually going to be the barrel racer tonight. Coming around, went around to the right on his first loop. back around to the left. Chris, one of them younger cowboys. Around the third barrel and on his way back home. You're going to find out what that time is. 17.677 is the time for that cowboy there on the barrels. Don't usually see that a whole lot. Shelly Porter is going to be the next cowgirl. Looks like she's getting ready to head down the alleyway now. Getting her horse straightened out. And there she goes, rodeo fans. Down and out the arena. Around to the right. Back around to the left now. Heading for that third barrel.
Here we go. Coming around the third barrel, ladies and gentlemen. She's got a good time going.
Makes
right
the corner. Heads for
home.
Find out what this score is right now. It looks like
17.048.
It's going to be the time for Shelly. Great job for that cowgirl. Looks like Sue Marson. Sue Marson is going to be the next cowgirl up. We're trying to bring as much of this action as we can for you rodeo fans out there. So this is our first time we've actually been down here and able to broadcast these barrel racing. We've got a great seat out here, able to watch these girls come down the alley, around the barrels, and then back home. Here comes Sue Larson out now. Around to the right, first barrel. Digging around to the left now. Young little cowgirl. Taking her horse a little wide on that third barrel. She's heading for home now. 17.254 for that cowgirl. Great job.
Kaylin Ray, you're up. Casey
Looks like 16.528 is going to be the top score right now. Not sure who the cowgirl was on that. Looks like Caitlin Ray is going to be the next cowgirl up, heading down the alleyway now. Kind of walking her horse out. And there she goes, rodeo fans. Going to be around to the right to the first barrel. Now, when these cowgirls come around, they have to make like a cloverleaf figure. Come round and around the second barrel now, a little bit wide. Now, real wide on the third barrel.
All right, here we go. She got a good
horse kind of stopped on her. She's headed for home.
18.999
for that cowgirl.
Casey Robinson, you're up. And
Casey Robinson is going to be the next cowgirl. You know, like we were explaining, though, these cowgirls have the opportunity to come around. They can either go to the left or to the right. And, you know, when they come around, they have to circle all three barrels. But it's their choice, and whatever their horse is most comfortable with is what they'll go with. Looks like we're waiting on this last cowgirl down here. There she goes, around the second barrel now. Actually, we didn't even see her slip by. She's around the third barrel and heading for home. Great run for that cowgirl.
17.692.
All right, rodeo fans.
Looks like they're gonna
drag the arena. So while we have a chance, take a break. Rodeo fans, go get your water bottles filled. Go hit the Port-a-Johns and make sure you get back for the last five cowgirls. And then we're gonna bring you the championship round for the bull ride. So y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your name is so loud in here, I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hair set the sun went down. Be hair, let me come back around. Let's all we get.
All right, rodeo fans, we're going to kind of break in here. We're going to try to see if we can't check in with some of these other events that the SSBR is putting on. You guys hang tight. We'll see who we got on the line down here. Megan 8.
What's up, Scott? Ricky.
How you doing, Ricky?
You,
what's going on, man? You're up in Fruitland Park, right?
Yeah.
How's the rodeo going up there?
Point. Yeah, we're just finishing with the long round. We got an 8-point ride. BJ Carter's winning it, going to the short round, and we got a couple 74s and a couple 71s, a couple 70s.
Okay. All right, great, man. Were you able to make a ride tonight?
Nope, got third off.
Oh, man. Well, man, such is the life of the rodeo. Well, hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. How are the bulls down there?
They're decent. They're decent.
Are they? Okay. Now you're up there.
There's a couple weight rooms in tonight.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, man, we're down here at Fort Myers, and we only have one qualified ride. Timmy Smith on a bull they call Jackhammer, one of Jamie Randance bulls. And let me tell you, these bulls are putting on a show for these cowboys. They're giving them all their worth tonight.
Heck yeah, heck yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, that's some great action. So BJ's actually the event leader right now, right?
Right now, yeah, they're fixing to go into the short round.
Okay, how many are they bringing back?
Six. They're bringing six back. I think they rode like eight or nine.
Okay, great job, man. Well, hey, listen, I really appreciate it, Ricky. I know you want to get down there and help work with BJ, get him ready to go for the short go around. But appreciate you calling in and giving us an update from Fruitland Park, buddy.
10-4, y'all take it easy down there, be safe.
All right, Ricky, you too.
See.
All right. All right, rodeo fans, had a little check-in with Fruitland Park up there with Ricky Ringer, one of our regular callers. Great to hear from him. Glad that he was able to give us an update down there. So we'll have to find out what the short go-around did and how these riders played out. We'll get you all those scores on our Back of the Ranch radio program we're going to do this week. So, rodeo fans, make sure you tune in. Check our website out. Make sure you find out what day we're doing it. I believe we're going to do it either Thursday or Friday evening. Show's going to start around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you put it on your calendars and keep checking our website out for those reminders. We're going to get them out to you. But in the meantime, look like we got a cowgirl just came down the arena. Just made our second turn on our way to the third barrel on our way home now. Find out who that cowgirl was if we can.
17315
for that cowgirl. Not sure what her name was. Jessica Rogalski is going to be the next cowgirl. So, rodeo fans, hope you guys were able to catch up with that. Like I said, we're going to bring everything to you, kind of catch up with the this weekend's events. Cowgirl coming out of the alley now, round to the right, makes her first turn, heading over to barrel number two, makes the turn clean. Oh, just rocked it. Rounding barrel three on her way home now. Great run for that little cowgirl. 16.894 is going to be the time for that cowgirl. So she's right up there with the top run. Great run for that girl, cowgirl. Jessica. Looks like Brittany. Not sure what her last name is. We're going to try to catch that. We can. Down in the alleyway now, getting ready to head out. The SSBR, like I said, rodeo fans, have three events going on this week. And this weekend, going on tonight. And able to check in with Fruitland Park. Hopefully we'll be able to get a report from Sebring here in just a little bit. Not real sure where the cowgirl is. Looks like she's working her way down now. There she goes in the alley. Horse giving her a little bit of trouble down there. Brittany Brandley is going to be the cowgirl. Horse still giving a little bit of trouble. There she goes. Out of the end of the arena. Horse going to be around to the right for her first barrel. Heading over to that second one now, makes a deep cut.
Coming around that second barrel, making it for the third, ladies and gentlemen.
There she goes around the third barrel, heading for home now. Fast little horse.
17-4-4-4
for Brittany Brantley.
You're up.
Tiffany Yall is going to be the cowgirl. Coming up next.
Tiffany Allen
is going to be the cowgirl. Tiffany Allen. Waiting for her to head down the alley right now. There she goes, rodeo fans. Going to be around to the right. Making her turn. Cutting around left. Around that second barrel. She bumped it a little bit, but kept it standing. Around the third barrel. Heading for home now. 16-3-4-8.
16-3-4-8, right there, Tiffany Allen.
Tiffany Allen is going to be the event leader. Here we go with our last barrel racer of the evening, rodeo fans. You got to see some great barrel racing action down here. Don't have the opportunity to see that a whole lot, these bull riding events we usually go to. Glad we're able to bring it to you. Hopefully you're enjoying it. Cowgirl's down in the alley now, kind of pacing her horse. Horse is ready to go. Tara Trent is going to be the cowgirl, and she's off out in the arena. Going to be around to the right. Cowgirl cutting hard around the second barrel, keeping it standing, or heading for the third barrel now. There she goes around the third, heading for home right now. 16-8-5-4 for that cowgirl. So it looks like Tiffany Allen's going to be the event winner for the barrel racing. 16-3-4-8. Great run for that cowgirl. Glad we were able to bring it to you. Rodeo fans, we're going to take a short break, give you guys an opportunity to refill your water bottles, get ready to go to this championship round. Let me tell you, rodeo fans, the bulls in the short go around. We're bucking. I can only imagine what these bulls in this championship round are going to do. Cannot wait. You guys stay tuned. Hurry up. Fill your water bottles up. We'll be right back.
The man and she told him so. Dixie loved the man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. Dixie said, Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the road. You're the only man I love. I need you so. Billy, he looked at Dixie. Looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. Rode across the Rockies to the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Sky
spent a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea, yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull rider, and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my Papa Wolf's pistol, I'm the son of a gun. I ride wild bulls just to have some fun, and the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.
A pickup and a camper ain't a hole. I ain't saying that he's wrong, but you gotta do this on your own. So what's it gonna be? If you wanna come with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. You gotta hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown off. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure beats sitting on the fence. Oh, I know they're running off with some cowboy. Ain't something that a lady like you had planned. When I look into your eyes, I see all the love inside. Don't let life pass you by. If you wanna be mine, it's gonna be a wild ride. And hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown off. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure beats sitting on the fence. Oh. You could go on with the life that you were living, and maybe that would be enough. If you think there's something you'll be missing, and you're willing to take a chance on love, it's gonna be a wild ride. Hold on tight, roll with the punches when there ain't no end in sight. Never thinking about the cost, getting back home when you get thrown on. Even when they say you ain't got a lick of sense, it's a wild ride, but it sure beats sitting on the fence. Oh,
It's Friday night and the lights are bright in the Coliseum downtown. The BBR done worked all day, putting that dirt on the ground. The bulls are loose, running around in the chutes, waiting for another go round. But there's a cowboy there with a gleam in his eye that can't afford to go down.
Rodeo fans, welcome back. Making 8 hour each tailgate party live from Fort Myers, Florida, the Lee Posse Arena, down here with the Southern States Bull Riding. Got to watch some great barrel racing action tonight, as well as some great bull riding. Unfortunately for the Cowboys, it was the Bulls' night. I did have one qualified ride, Timmy Smith on a bull they called Jackhammer. A great ride for that Cowboy, scored an 81. So you want to talk about a ride, but we do have a championship round coming up next. Bulls are in the chutes. Looks like they had a little bit of cash scramble going on right about now. Not real sure who the winner is. We don't have a very good view. Looks like they're chasing them all back down towards the buck and shoe side, but great job for those kids out there. Way to get the fans involved. And rodeo fans, I'm telling you, do not miss one of these rodeos. Great way to spend a Saturday night down here, able to get some great food, great barbecue, and watch a great rodeo. So, in the meantime, rodeo fans, we're gonna let the we're gonna take another little quick break while they're finishing up getting these calves out of the arena. Get ready, we're gonna move back down in the area where we can watch this great bull riding action and bring it to you live. So, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
an underdog. A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet. Behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big rate, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger. A blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. And then he hits the road, fronting the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're shining like a superstar.
You're
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Down here live, Fort Myers, Florida, getting ready to bring this championship rodeo action to you. Hopping off the truck, getting ready to slide down here, back behind the bucking chutes now, getting ready to watch some great bull riding action. Looking for more than one score like we had the last time. So you guys hang tight, sit back and relax, get ready to watch this championship round. Looks like they're up on the bucking chutes now, getting ready to go. Bucking shoe number four is where they're going. Not sure who the cowboy is in the championship round.
Drew Carmichael
is going to be the cowboy. Drew Carmichael, the bull rider. Let me tell you something, riders. They thought they had it rough there on the, thought they had it on the first one. These cowboys have got their hands full for these championship bulls. We're giving them a little bit of trouble in the chute there, bucking around a little bit. Drew Carmichael got mucked off on the bull they call Novocaine in the first go around, looking to make some money up. If he rides any one of these bulls, I can guarantee he's going to be compatible with that 81 score that Tim Smith had. So Timmy Smith is probably going to have to ride his second bull if we get a qualified rider here. We'll still give him a little bit of trouble down there. He's going to be coming out to the left. Cowboy sliding up on his rope now. Buck John Morrison down there cracking the gates for him. Trying to make his adjustments in there. Get up on that rope. Gate man is ready to go. Looks like Buckshot's ready to crack that gate. There he goes. Bull's going to be out to the left. Bucking hard, spinning around. Brought Drew down a little bit. Hung up again. Bull camping out on him. Great job for Yarma. Taking a huge shot. Yama a little shaken up out there. Jumped right in the middle of Drew. Pulled that bull away from Drew Carmichael. Bull is actually camping down on him when he threw.
And he threw Drew over the front of him. That's a bad spot to be for that cowboy, but both of them over there kind of shaking it off. Great job for both of them. Great job for Yum and take that shot for that cowboy. There you go. Looks like Yaman being checked out over here, making sure he's all right. He did take a little hit there. Trying to find out who the cowboy is. Trying to find out who this bull rider is that they're going down to. Talking a lot about this bull in the short go round. They have the best down here for this championship round. Tough luck there for Drew Carmichael getting bucked on both his bulls tonight. All right, trying to find out who it is. All right, rodeo fans, we're still trying to get down here with this buck and shoot. Going to be coming out of buck and shoot number 4. Gate man is ready to go. Looks like Cowboy's trying to get up on his rope there. Get his feet down. There it goes, the gate bull spinning out to the left. Back around to the right hard. Cowboy's going to be off in a hurry. Going to be one of those Brazilian cowboys. Well, let me tell you something, rodeo fans. We are watching some great bull action down here.
Oh, goodness.
There is no mistaking it. These bulls are down here, and they know what their business is.
Yeah.
Little black and white spotted bull there. All right, they got the bull cleared out of the arena now. Get ready to slot on down. Looks like they're going down to the right-handed delivery. Tim Plunkett's going to be the next cowboy. He was the one that had 7-1 on his long go-round bull. According to the announcer, the bull that he's got, they call him Schizo, and they call him Schizo because he's just no way of prediction. And we don't know what this bull is going to do. So this cowboy is going to have his hand full tonight. Going to have to stay up and stay sharp. Looking to get his mind in his business right here. And actually, I stand corrected. I think, believe me, all these shoots down here are going to be left-handed deliveries. He thought it was going to be buck and shoot number 3. All right, rodeo fans, just kind of hang in there with us. No, I stand corrected. Those are all right-hand deliveries down there. This arena is really, really nice, rodeo fans. It's real big, spread out. But unfortunately for the bullfighters, for the pickup men, it makes them have to work all almost harder. We'll put a lot of pressure on them to get up and down this arena because it gives these bulls an opportunity and a place to go. Bulls actually going to be out to the right when he comes out. Cowboy still trying to take his wrap right there, trying to get everything set up so he can slide up on that rope. Cowboys are down there working, trying to help him out there a little bit. Gate men are ready to go. All right. Looks like that cowboy is getting ready to get up on his rope. Sliding up now. Gate man is ready to go. Bull kind of jumping around in the chute for a little bit there. He's got himself a Carter. Ken Fleck is going to be the cowboy. Bull's going to be out to the right. Spinning around to the left now. Then he's got himself a seat. Bull's hard around to the right. Going to be brought down in just short of the 8-second whistle again. Rodeo fan. All right. Going to be short of the 8-second whistle once again. Looks like we got this bull next to our funny man in the barrel.
Wally, hang tight. Got one coming.
Got a nice little barrel out here for the funny man. Bull not so sure what to think about that barrel down there. Trying to get Wally spun around just a little bit.
You okay? Watch your back.
He's got some cream coming in.
Got guacamole there?
You okay? Rodeo
fan.
Tough luck for Tim Plunkett. Had two real close rides to the 8-second whistle. Just not quite there. Look to see him in the future, though. I believe he's going to be able to get on some of these bulls down there.
Give it another shot here.
Yama out there trying to pull that bull into that barrel down there. Put on a little bit of show. Bull not so sure what to think about it. Bullfighter's actually down there antagonizing him just a little bit. Ray Middleton now. He off the barrel. Bull kind of skipped around and looked right at him. They're trying to draw the bull over here to the barrel and get him set up. Bullfighter's doing a great job putting on a little show for the fans out here. Bull still looking at the barrel. Just grazing it there. Not enough to give it a rub. Like I said, we do have a barrel man inside. Our funny man is out here tonight. Sticking his head out of the barrel now. Looks like cowboys are trying to rope that bull and pull him back out there behind the... Trying to pull him back out there in the back fence. Bull still bucking and kicking around now. Got the bull back there, ready to go down to another bucking shoot. Not sure which one they're going to next. All right, rodeo fans. Looks like we had three cowboys so far. Got three more to go for this short go around. Guys trying to make a little money down here, trying to keep up with Timmy Smith, our only qualified rider. The long go around with a score of 81.
I'm good. We're good. This was real close,
man. All right, rodeo fans. Looks like they're moving on down to bucket shoot number two now. Gate man, he got his rope on the gate. Cowboy trying to get down there. Taking his pull right now. Trying to listen in on Donnie right here to find out who the Trying to find out who the rider is. All right, rodeo fans. Trying to get some excitement going on down here. Got a little bit of delay. Gonna be a right-handed delivery for this cowboy. Gate man's ready to go. Looks like the cowboy's sliding up on his rope now. Gates open, bulls out to the right. I mean, it bucks. Sorry, John Bull didn't flip over there. Eli Silva. Eli Silva on that bull going to be bucked off short. That bull, that first hop out there, I'll tell you, that web thing didn't do a somersault. What a great bucking bull. Wally took a shot from that bull as well. And the bull took a little ride. Trying to find out what's going on down there. It looks like he may have left a little guacamole in his nail. Great job for him to hang on in there. But let me tell you this, that bull came down there and beeline for that bull and put it down. Trying to get the bull audio ready now. We're going to see if this bull comes back towards the barrel again. Coming down the left side of the arena. Kind of looking right at us now. Not really sure what he's thinking of. Turning back around. Look at the Wally in the barrel picking his head out. Now he's heading back for the holding pin there. Great job for them Cowboys out there. Looks like they're moving on down to bucking shoe number one. So far, we've had four attempts in this short go-round, and just like the long go-round, Cowboys not able to quite get it done, but still have a couple more bull riders left here. Edmar Louise is the Cowboy. Let me tell you, all these bulls down here are just ranked. These are the championship bulls. These bulls are usually down at the finals at the end of the season. They are some of the best. Looks like our funny man Wally's still in the barrel. Let's see if he gets another shot out here. Edmar Luis is going to be the Cowboy coming out of bucket shoot number one. Going to be all the way down on the other side of where we're at. Cowboy trying to get his route down there. It's going to be another Brazilian Cowboy. All right, rodeo fans. Donnie giving us a little heads up on what this bull does, and he is a bucking bull. He is what they call a hard drop kick, which means he's up in the air high, and then he's down low. Edmir Sayer, where them bulls out? Back around to the left. Going to be brought down short of the 8-second whistle.
Coming up a little bit short.
Bull walking right over here to us. Bull done his job, stopped bucking, kind of walked out. Now he's back behind the bucking chute. Edmar is going to have a no score in the short go around. Let me tell you, I do believe we have one more cowboy left. Looks like we're going down here to bucking chute number six. The one cowboy that had the qualified score, Billy Smith. 81 in the long go round, looking at repeat, makes a qualified ride for this short go round bull. Got to get these fans coming up. Let me tell you, they're super excited. Timmy warming up his rope down here. Timmy getting all kinds of excited down there in the bucket seat. Getting these fans excited down there. Gate Miller getting ready to go. Timmy Smith got his hand in his rope, getting ready to make a rock. Getting his mind on his business right now. Getting ready to bear down and make a qualified ride. Any cowboy doing a long go, looking to do a repeat for the championship round. All right, radio fans. This is going to be the bull ride right here. The matchup of the night. Sliding up on his rope right now. Bull kind of moving around a little bit in the chute. Ah, Timmy Bobbitt, very good, got to the left. Jump tipping hard, Timmy stay with us. Timmy hard to the left, brought him down. Going to be scoring the 8-second whistle. Looks like he took a pretty good shot down there from that bull. From the ball floor, Timmy Smith going to be the event winner with a score of 81, radio fans. Looks like he may have gotten the wind knocked out of him down there. Dropped down over the right bullet, spinning hard to the left. Just got him against his riding hand a little bit, and wasn't enough for him to quite hang on to. But let me tell you, that cowboy was just getting it. He was bearing down, making good attempt for that cowboy. Rodeo fans, we hope that you have enjoyed this show. Glad we're able to bring you some barrel racing action as well. Hopefully you guys will stay tuned. Make sure you check out our other events we've got coming up. Going to be out next weekend down in Myakka City as well as the PBR event. So you guys stay tuned. Make sure you get a grip. Check out our website. Get on down there. Make sure you you look into our Back on the Ranch radio program. Find out what night we're going to hold it. And we'll be out next weekend. Until then, you rodeo fans, get a grip, and we'll see you next week.
$1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in. Said, make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time. Another bull ride.